Flower and Redness.
Oh, yes. So tell us about what you're nominated for and how that came to be.
The book I'm nominated for is called Radioactive,
yeah.
Marie and Pierre Curie, A Tale of Love and Fallout. And it is a bit non-traditional. It's a combination of art and writing and design, and all of those elements combine to tell the story of the Curies, but also to flash forward and to look at the repercussions of the scientists' discoveries.
Do you think that fiction needs a few design elements to sort of get a good swift kick in the ass, or...?
Well, my book is nonfiction.
Oh, nonfiction. I'm sorry, nonfiction.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. Well, I mean, I guess this is just the way I think, and I, in my mind, I see images combining with words, and
yeah.
So I guess I don't think about it in terms of other books. It's just this is the way my brain works,
yeah,
so that's what
yeah.
happened, yeah.
Do the images often come before the words, or...?
I feel like I have a hazy picture in my mind, but I'm always surprised by the way the work evolves, and that is part of the fun, to not know everything in advance.
How do you know if it's a good image? I mean, some images yeah. may seem good, and then later on you realize, well, maybe not so good with putting together a nonfiction piece or whatnot.
Well, I revise everything many, many times, so
yeah.
many of the pages in the book have seen 10 or 20 iterations.
Wow.
So.
What about different visual elements in different patterns? You have a situation like that going on. How do you determine that?
Well, yeah, I constantly, you know, look at the way things are working and then, you know, rejigger them and make adjustments and until the meaning seems to click into place.
Yeah. And do you think that the, what do you think of the Occupy Wall Street situation that's outside? I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? Is it sort of strange to be inside while there's stuff going on outside?
I have many thoughts on it, but I'd rather not comment.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.